morning. Let's get a news update right now with Eva Fragiscados.
Good morning. In Saskatchewan today, Prime Minister Mark Carney and the country's premiers will meet face-to-face for the first time since the April federal election. Carney will hear the premier's pitches for which major projects they want fast-tracked. Internal trade will also be a hot topic and comes amid new deals reached between provinces, including Ontario, over the weekend. A labor dispute continues at Canada Post as the Crown Corporation and the union have rejected each other's latest proposals. Canada Post denied the union's request for binding arbitration, while the union rejected the Crown Corporation's request for a forced union membership vote on its latest proposals. The Canadian Screen Awards were handed out last night in Toronto. City TV's Law & Order Toronto Criminal Intent won Best Drama Series, while Canada's Drag Race won Best Reality Program. The Apprentice, starring Sebastian Stan as Donald Trump, won 5 awards, including Best Motion Picture. In sports, Jays beat the Athletics 8-4. CHFI weather. Today, cool this morning and then mainly sunny and seasonal with a high of 23. Tonight, mainly clear, a low of 13. And on Tuesday, mainly sunny with a high of 26 degrees. Right now, it is 8 degrees. East 401 approaching the 427. It looks like those problems in the express have cleared away. Westbound 401's just volume. It's very busy on that route. East 403 approaching here, Ontario. The left lane is closed for a collision. That's jammed up from Erin Mills Parkway. And South 404 at Bloomington. The left lane still closed for construction, causing delays from Aurora Road.
Change. Girl, you better. 98.1 CHFI.
To the heart, I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Ooh yeah, I want it all. Lipstick on my guitar. Fill up the engine, we can drive real far. Go dancing underneath the stars. Ooh yeah, I want it all. Got me feeling like I wanna be that guy.
Canadian millennials are signing up for prenups before they get married. And Pooj, I'm about to get real personal with you. Can I ask you, like, do you have one with Paul?
You can ask me, and I do not have one. Interesting. It's one of those things where I wonder sometimes if he had asked for one, how would I feel? And I millennials are doing this more and more. But for me, I feel like it just takes all the romance out of our love story. And maybe I'm just naive. Maybe I'm a hopeless romantic. I don't know. But there's something about talking about the end and things going sideways before we're even beginning that I don't like.
But do you have to talk about it? It's just like, hey, can we like get the, it's like a quick insurance policy on your marriage. It's, yes, it's unpleasant. You quickly sign the papers and then you never speak of it again, hopefully.
Yeah. But then I also feel like, why does it even need to come up? I mean, if you're getting married, this is your life partner. This is the person that you want to spend the rest of your life with. Hopefully this is somebody that you trust. And like, for me, I feel like when we came to the table, Paul certainly had a lot more to lose than I do. Mm-hmm. So for him, a prenup would actually make sense. He's a lawyer. It would completely make sense. But the fact that he didn't ask for one, I think made me trust him more because I'm like,
interesting.
I'm like, oh, he must really trust me.
I see. Okay. I hadn't gone that far down the thought path, but the fact that he didn't ask you just got you that much more sort of
attracted to or into the whole situation.
Yeah, I'm like, I think this is true love.
I like that. All that said, you know me, I'm a numbers guy.
And you're practical.
And I'm practical. Listen, if I got married in my 20s, I probably wouldn't even have thought about this. A, I didn't really have anything and whatever, right? You're so in love at that point. But being 41 now, if I were to get married, 50% is a divorce rate. More and more people are doing this. Mm-hmm. I just think, look, especially if you've come from a broken home, I think you're probably more sensitive to this. You know things
True.
Can go sideways. I just think it's a smart thing. I would absolutely ask for a prenup, even though it might be a little bit of a romance killer.
Yes. And I mean, the other part of this is that doesn't it just make it easier to just get out? You're like, okay, I don't have to work on this.
That's
I don't have
what
to try.
I'm saying. Listen, divorces can be so messy and unpleasant.
But we don't want to make it easy. We want to make it hard so you fight for the relationship.
I don't know. Absolutely not. You know what? This is now a no-brainer for me.
We want prenup. We want prenup. Yeah.
98.1 CHFI.
CH5 traffic. I'm Eva Fragiscados. If you're east or west on the 401 right now, it's just typical volume delays. Earlier problems with the 427 have cleared. On the southbound side of the 404 DVP, volume as you make your way from Finch to Bayview Bloor. And East 403 approaching here, Ontario, it looks like the left lane is still blocked. That's all because of a collision. It's jammed up from Winston Churchill. Buy two pairs of glasses from $149 at Specsavers and choose sunglasses as your second pair to get polarized lenses for free. Conditions apply. See Specsavers.ca.
Hey, it's Pooja Honda. Finally, the weather is starting to feel like it should, and now is the time to get everything cleaned up and ready to go outside of the house, including getting my eaves troughs cleaned. Confession, I didn't know this was something I was supposed to be doing twice a year, and I found this out the hard way when there was a clog in two of my downspouts. Luckily, this year, I knew I could just Jiffy it on my app and schedule it so that I didn't even have to be home when they came. My Jiffy Pro Fozzie sent me photos and videos while he was on my roof of yet another clogged downspout, but he cleared the clog and made sure everything was in working order. It was that simple, and I didn't have to get on a ladder or beg my husband to get on one to get the job done right. And now we're all set until the fall, when I'll be calling on Jiffy once again. This is why Jiffy is my go-to. You can download the Jiffy app or sign up on jiffyondemand.com with the code CHFI for $25 off your first job. That's CHFI for $25 off. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
Wondering what everyday life looks like in a retirement residence? Drop in to a local Chartwell retirement residence for their open house June 6th and 7th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit chartwell.com today to learn more.
How it sounds to enjoy a McD's poutine.
Mmm.
And now, a McD's poutine with 100% Canadian-raised seasoned chicken and buffalo sauce.
Whew.
Activate buffalo mode with McDonald's Spicy Buffalo Chicken Poutine. Available at participating McDonald's restaurants in Ontario for a limited time.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/claim now and get $100 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Curious travelers, the clock's ticking. Intrepid Travel's World Sale ends this Monday. Save up to 20% on expertly curated trips to destinations like Italy, Iceland, Peru, and more. Discover the world with local legends who know the best spots, eats, and stories. Hurry to intrepidtravel.com before the sale and your dream trip disappear. The world is calling. Answer it. Terms and exclusions apply. See website for details.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun. 98.1 CHFI.
My one solution is my queen, cause she stays strong. Yeah, yeah. She is always in my corner, right there when I wanna. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretend? Do I make you feel like you can? I'm like, no, not really close. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. Cheerleader, she is always right there when I need her.
Deep Show.
Okay, nobody likes a backseat driver, but here's where I think you can make an exception.
Uh-oh. Is there ever an exception?
When it involves me and my husband.
Okay. Sure.
Mostly me being the backseat driver. So we have been in the car together for many years, 11 years now, mm-hmm. and he's made it very clear to me, this is his line, let the driver drive, okay? I'm a responsible adult. I've been driving for years. I don't need you to tell me which way to go, what to do.
I generally tend to agree with that.
Yeah, let the driver drive. So he says it all the time. And I am that person who I'll be like, oh, yeah, wow. And so then then he panics because now I'm panicking because I don't know if he's seen something. He's like, please, just let the driver drive. Okay. And we have missed many exits in our relationship because I let the driver drive.
Does he not use like Waze or some kind of GPS?
Sometimes, you know, he's like in a daze or he's thinking about something else and he gets distracted and then we miss the exit.
In a daze, he should be looking at Waze.
You would think, but I know not to say anything in that situation. Here we are in my driveway. We are backing out. We are on our way to the airport.
You didn't even make it out of the driveway?
Yeah, and he's driving the minivan, which I usually drive. And honestly, it's really hard to see with the car seats and everything. You have to be very, very careful. And as we're backing out, I can see our neighbor's truck behind us. Uh-oh. And I'm not sure if he can see the truck behind us.
Is the truck like parked or is someone driving
it? It's parked.
It's parked. Okay.
Yes. And so it's like classic backing out of the driveway. You're going to back right into the truck. Do I say something? Do I not say something? Because nobody likes a backseat driver and you're supposed to let the driver drive.
Let the driver drive. But when the driver's reversing, you're allowed to help.
Are you?
I don't know. No, I just made that up.
So I wasn't sure what to do. So instead of saying, hey, don't back into the truck, I said, oh, don't you hate it when our neighbor parks the truck on the street? Right?
He probably wasn't even listening.
He was not listening.
Didn't it show up in the backup cameras?
It did. It did. It's just that there's, like, again, the car seats and there's two kids in the car and we're on our way to the airport and we were in a bit of a rush situation. Anyway, we're backing up and he hit the truck.
No, he hit the neighbor's truck.
He hit the truck. And he's like, oh. And I'm like, remember when I said I don't like when he parks on the street? And he's like, why didn't you tell me?
No, stop it.
I'm like, you kid. Why didn't I tell you? You said I let the driver drive and back into a truck.
Over the many years I've known you, you've brought me several relationship squabbles between you and Paul. And I, without even knowing who's on what side, I tend to agree with how his mind works. And I usually side with him. Wait, I'm going somewhere with this.
Okay.
This time I'm completely on your side.
So I should...
You now have carte blanche to backseat drive, to passenger seat drive, to do whatever it is that you instinctively want to do after this incident.
Okay. I will try that and see how it goes in the relationship, and then I'm going to blame you. Like, Gurdip said it was okay to be a backseat driver.
Let me know how that goes for you.
98.1.
CHFI.
It's nothing at all. And today I'm feeling kinda lazy, so I'll be sleeping it off once again. It's kinda like a love song. Someday I'll be somebody's love slave. For now I've got me all to myself. And it's kinda like a love song.
There's a question love.
sun.
Hope your morning's off to a great start. Let's get your news right now with Eva Fragiscados.
Good morning. Prime Minister Mark Carney will meet with provincial leaders today for the first minister's meeting in Saskatchewan. Carney is expected to unveil his government's plan to fast-track infrastructure projects. Yesterday, the premiers reached a new deal on internal trade that will see several provinces recognize each other's goods, workers, and investment. The FBI continues to investigate what it calls a targeted terror attack in Colorado. Officials say a man used a makeshift flamethrower and launched it into a crowd at a Jewish community event raising awareness for Israeli hostages in Gaza. A 45-year-old man has been arrested. Following the attack, Toronto police say they will continue to keep an extra close eye on schools, community centers, and places of worship in the city. The provincially owned portion of the 407 is officially toll-free. The removal of tolls on the eastern portion of the highway between Pickering and Clarington took effect yesterday. The province estimates removing the tolls would save daily commuters around $7,200 a year. In sports, Jays beat the Athletics 8-4. CHFI weather. Today, cool this morning and then mainly sunny and seasonal with a high of 23. Tonight, mainly clear, a low of 13. And on Tuesday, mainly sunny with a high of 26 degrees. Right now, it is 8 degrees. On the eastbound side of the 403, approaching Huron, Ontario, looks like the left lane is still closed off. That's all because of a collision, so expect some heavy delays from Winston Churchill. On the southbound side of the 410, also busy 407 to the east 401 ramp because of construction. At the intersection of King and Church, it's all shut down for long-term road work. And east 401, the ramp to Leslie, it's a single lane. That's all because of ongoing construction.
I've been lonely, I've been waiting for you, I'm pretending, and that's all I can do. The love I'm sending ain't making it through to your heart. You've been
the Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on 98.1 CHFI.
Okay, so about 2 months ago, we decided to raise the stakes in Can't Beat Gurdeep. This game has been a staple of the Pooja and Gurdeep Show since we launched 3.5 years ago. This is a day one feature, right, Steph? Like, we've had this pretty much since the beginning, early days. I'll be honest, when the boss at the time came to me and said, "Hey, I've got an idea. I want to build a trivia game called Can't Beat Gurdeep around you." And I was terrified. I was like, hold on, the game's called Can't Beat Gurdeep? And I was like, I've never really done trivia. I'm like, I think this is a horrible idea. Like, I don't know that I'm especially good at trivia. What if I lose like 3 times in the first 5 days and the game's called Can't Beat Gurdeep? It's going to collapse. It'll be a farce. Mm-hmm. But he, very smart man, his name is Troy, he said, He was very observant, and I guess we had spent like a few months talking, and he was the one that interviewed for me this job, and I guess he realized I make a lot of jokes. A lot of my references are callbacks, like very specific lines from like 90s sitcoms and stuff. And he said to me like, "Oh, did you just like watch that episode? Like, how did you know that word for word?" And I go, "No, it's just
your recall
in my brain.
Is crazy."
And I just thought everyone's recall's like that. I don't know. I didn't think I was especially weird. Turns out I am. And he had observed me enough that, credit to him, he said, "No, you have a lot of sticky random facts in your brain. We're going to build this game show around you." And honestly, the first couple of weeks, Steph, I was so nervous because I'm like, I got to come out hot out of the gates. I got to build up at least like a, you know, 7-3 record or something out of the gate for the game to be warranted to be called Can't Beat Gurdeep. And sure enough, I went 10-0 in the first 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I think it took 3-4 weeks for me to lose my first game. And then I kind of found my footing, got my confidence. And now here we are. 3.5 years later, okay, you're doing well enough in this game. Let's raise the stakes to $1,000 if you beat me.
Now the pressure's on.
Now the pressure's on. I'm nervous all over again for a different reason because I don't want to give up that kind of cash. We live in tough times and I work in Canadian media. $1,000 is a lot of money. So since we've done this, I have lost twice. I've given up $2,000. I'm a little nervous when we're playing, and I am beatable. Sometimes it's silly questions I get wrong. A few weeks ago, I lost to a woman named Cassie, and I'm really mad at the question that I lost on because I stare at this logo every single day, and I still mess this up.
What is the Starbucks logo a picture of?
A mermaid.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and get Gurdeep to come back in, see how he does with the same 5 questions. What is the Starbucks logo a picture of?
It's a picture of a girl.
Okay. So, Cassie, you got 4 out of 5 correct.
Wow.
Gurdeep, you got 3 out of 5 correct.
No!
Which means, Cassie, you just beat Gurdeep.
Oh, my goodness.
Cassie, you did it.
You were like half right.
Steph, what am I holding up in my hand right now? Starbucks mug. I'm looking
at
her.
With a girl on it.
A girl with flowing hair and a crown. I'm like, yeah, I didn't know it's a mermaid. I just thought
it was
a girl. But now I'm seeing she has like these serpenty hands. Or is that
it's
a tail?
It's her tail. She's got 2 tails.
2 tails?
Yeah.
All right, we should have needed a more specific answer. It's a mermaid with 2 tails. I'm sorry, we were looking
still
for 2 tails.
It, right?
Yeah, that's true. Right, but neither would she, and then we would have tied. Anyways, revisionist history, I know. Okay, so we're taking a break from Can't Beat Gurdeep today, but it returns tomorrow with the full crew, Pooch, Steph, and I.
98.1 CHFI.
Control, so we waited.
With Speech 5 Traffic, I'm Eva Fragiscados. Taking one last look at your commute, it is still quite busy. If you're east on the 403, just east of Pure Ontario, some great news. Those problems there have cleared away. Northbound Airport Road at Steeles, the two right lanes are closed for paving. That's causing delays. And on the westbound side of the 401, it's just busy with lots of volume. East 401 also slow going. Typical volume delays through there. And South 404 DVP at Bloomington, the left lane is still closed for construction. It's busy from Aurora Road.
Here at 98.1 CHFI, we're about to make a big mistake. It'll be public. Public.
It'll be frequent. Frequent.
And it will win you free cash. Are you in?
At CHFI, we don't typically repeat the same song twice between 9 and 5. But we might do it only so you can win free cash.
I can't believe it's free.
If you catch us repeating any song weekdays between 9 and 5, call 416-872-2434 and you could win instant cash.
And a shot at $25,000.
Oh my God! Thank you!
Keep CHFI on during the day because you never know when we make that mistake.
No way!
It's the CHFI $25,000 no repeat guarantee. Only on 98.1 CHFI.
So a couple years ago, my entire extended family and I took a trip to St. John's, Newfoundland. It's been on my bucket list for as long as I can remember. So we finally did it. We have such a beautiful country that so many of us have yet to explore. And we found so many hidden gems, like Pooch Cove, where we stayed and took in some beautiful whale watching right from our balcony. We stayed at an Airbnb big enough for my large family. And while we were exploring the beauty of St. John's, back home in Toronto, all our homes were sitting empty, except for mine. I decided to host my space on Airbnb to make a little extra cash and to help with some of the travel expenses. It was a win-win. And if hosting seems like a lot, Airbnb recently introduced the co-host network. You can hire a local, vetted, and quality co-host to help out with hosting. That's from creating the listing, managing your reservations, and even helping with decor. They've made it so much easier. It's a great time to host. Find a co-host at airbnb.ca/host.
McDonald's summer drink days are back, which means it's officially summer. Enjoy your refreshing small Coca-Cola or small iced coffee for just $1 all summer.
Summer's booming with summer drink days. Excludes flavored iced coffee at participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
Get outdoor ready at Walmart with rollbacks. Find savings on patio sets, barbecues, our garden center, and more. Save $30 on an Expert Grill 3-burner gas barbecue on for only $168 each. Shop in-store or online at walmart.ca.
Hey, is that a new air conditioner?
Yep, I got a cool deal from Atlas Care Heating and Air Conditioning. No interest and no payments till next summer.
What's the catch?
No catch, no interest, no payments for 12 months. So I'm staying cool and saving money.
Thanks for the tip.
No problem, but this limited time offer ends June 30th, so you better hurry.
Feel right at home with Atlas Care.
Call Atlas Care today and let the pros in the green trucks save you big bucks.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need 3 more at First in Main, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/claim now and get $100 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Transat presents a couple planning their next vacation.
Honey, it's 3 a.m. Why are you on your computer?
Transat's early bird promo. If we book our winter vacation now, we get a great price, reduced deposit, baggage included, and so much more.
I don't think you have to book early, like in the morning.
Better safe than sorry. Coffee? Book during Transat's early bird promo to get up to $600 off packages for two and up to $1,200 off for families. Plus, lots of extra perks. Go to transat.com or contact your Marlin travel professional. Conditions apply. Air Transat. Travel moves us.
Stuck in Toronto traffic? Here's something that moves faster, a loan from iCash.ca. Imagine applying online, getting an instant decision, and funding by e-transfer in 2 minutes 24/7. By the time you've moved 3 car lengths on the expressway, you've got your cash. Yep, iCash is that fast. And iCash accepts all credit scores and all sources of income, whether it's cash, grocery, rent, or emergency expenses. Apply today, get funded today. iCash.ca.
Legend has foretold of a smoothie so delicious and refreshing that it could quench the thirst of a fire-breathing dragon.
but it's also a great pick-me-up after a workout. The new Dragon Slayer Smoothie from Booster Juice, a legendary blend of dragon fruit and mangoes destined to be your next obsession. Try it today along with the new Dragon Booster Ball and the Pink Dragon Booster Mixer.
Three epic menu items to conquer your cravings. Booster Juice, Canadian-born, blending since 1999.
Hey, so what did you want to talk about?
Well, I want to tell you about Wegovy.
Wegovy?
Yeah, Wegovy.
What about it?
On second thought, I might not be the right person to tell you.
Oh, you're not?
No, just ask about Wegovy. Yeah, ask for it by name.
Okay, so why did you bring me to the circus?
Oh, I'm really into lion tamers. You know,
with the chair and everything.
Ask your doctor for Wegovy by name. Visit Wegovy.ca for savings. Exclusions may apply.
This is the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun.
On 98.1 CHFI.
CHFI.
Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
It is all right. I want the sun to stick around. When you think of the summer, I don't know about you, but I get this visual of just laying out in the sun, you know, maybe poolside, maybe an umbrella drink in hand. Okay, it's a fantasy. Uh-huh. I know. Like, uh-huh. It doesn't mean it's going to actually happen. But for whatever reason, I get so tired doing that. Like, the rest of anything is a write-off, right? You can only really do this on a solo vacation.
Yeah. Well, I mean, first off, your fantasy is pretty achievable for you. You have a pool and an umbrella. We can acquire an umbrella for you. I think you can make this happen today if you like.
I could, but I get so tired. And this is my point, is that even if I went out for like an hour and I decided, okay, I'm just going to get some vitamin D, I'm done for the rest of the afternoon. There's some exhaustion that comes with it.
Yeah, the sun makes you tired. Yeah. It's like heat exhaustion, heat stroke. If you spend too much time out there, mm-hmm. this is a thing. Like,
but I mean, do you know why? Do you know the science of why we get so tired?
Because the sun is hot.
It's because it causes lots of changes in our body, and then our body has to work harder.
Oh, are you about to do the science?
Yeah. Oh, do you want to hear it?
Oh, this is like the part, you know, when a break dancer is like doing the thing where they're not on the floor yet, but they're like...
They're about to go.
And then they're about to... And right now, I'm hoping it's going to be good, but I think you might be the Australian break dancer here.
Hey! So let's see. Hey! Okay.
You might be Raygun.
Specifically, your body is trying to regulate your... temperature, your body temperature, right? Okay. Which makes sense. You know, you're breathing faster. Your heart rate is increasing.
What are you describing again?
You're sweating more. You're just, as you're laying poolside.
Right. Okay. Sorry.
That's what's happening. Yeah. And then the sun exposure on your skin, you're trying to also, your skin's trying to repair itself from the UV damage. That's work. You don't realize it's work, but that's work.
Yeah. I mean, sunscreen always.
Yes. You could do that. That's why it's so important. And then, you know, you're just releasing toxins and all the stress, like you're probably finally stopping and taking a moment. And then all that's coming out. That's tiring. That's, you know, you're literally like sweating out stress.
You're making summer sound very tenuous, very like unappealing.
Yeah. But I guess the point is that, you know, this is why you have to do things like sunscreen and stay hydrated and all of that stuff to like combat it. Because the worst thing you can do is get an umbrella drink, because then you're going to be even more dehydrated.
Oh, like an alcoholic drink.
Yes. Yeah,
that's definitely not good in the sun.
Yeah.
So in summation, the sun is hot.
Want to hear more feel-good moments with Pooja and Gurdeep?
Download the latest Pooja and Gurdeep Show podcast now on Speaker.
Friday night, so dance like Michael and sing like. 98.1 CHFI.
Toronto's perfect music mix.
You know the bed feels warmer, sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come on and back. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter. Footsteps even lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, 'cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, stronger. Just me, myself, and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter. Footsteps even lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, 'cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, stronger. Just me, myself, and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Doesn't kill you, makes you.